Checkity, check. And see, much better. When you select the correct recording device, then you can actually record sound. Better, and maybe we'll just roll with it. I could start this over, or we could just keep going. What do you think? Should we keep going? Fuck it, let's keep going.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
You could. I mean, you could get a Twitter account and you could yell at the internet. It's not like anybody gives a shit. You're just a loser.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Then again, there is that ultimate possibility. The possibility is most likely you are wrong and I am right. In addition to that, as an extra bonus, you can go fuck yourself. Greetings. Greetings, motherfuckers and fucking mothers, as the goddamn bacon would say. The goddamn bacon, his RSS feed, doesn't fucking work anymore, and thus, I launched the cruise missile that homes in on people whose RSS feeds don't work. Thus, I had to go to thegoddamnbacon.com, and I had to manually download. I had to go through every post for the month of June and July up until this point. I had to fucking go through each post and fucking manually click on the goddamn fucking download button to get the fucking podcast, because the fucking goddamn bacon doesn't fucking have a fucking RSS feed that fucking works, so I can fucking just get his goddamn fucking podcast and they're fucking there fucking automatically without me fucking having to do shit, and I can fucking put them on my fucking MP3 player that fucking plays MP3s and fucking listen to them. But oh goddamn no, that's too fucking complicated, isn't it, bacon? We can't fucking have that. So anyhow, if you guys want to listen to the goddamn bacon, don't bother subscribing to the RSS feed, because the fucking thing doesn't fucking work. You have to manually. Now, we could do it womanly, but it would never get done, because women don't do anything because they're fucking lazy. Unless it comes to fucking adopting rescue dogs. Now, women have the fucking energy to go out and adopt rescue dogs, right? Try to get a woman to fucking do something like, hey, sweetheart, why don't you read a book about economics so that next time you vote, which you shouldn't be allowed to do anyhow, but the cucks want you to vote, so the next time you vote, maybe you could vote intelligently. See, so no woman has got the fucking energy to do that. But you know what women have the energy to do? Well, they're gonna adopt rescue dogs. That's they got fucking unlimited energy. The only thing women are better at doing than adopting rescue dogs is adopting rescue horses. And yes, that is a thing. Because sometimes it's a great one. There's no such thing as a rescue. Oh yes, there is. Oh yes, there is. Trust me on this. I know some women who have rescue horses. It is a fucking thing. So how you fuckers doing today? The great one is all right. The great one's had a day off. Although by day off, I mean working from home. I've been doing a bunch of shit, keeping going. Lifted weights this morning. Ah, man, feeling pumped. And what... Now, Windows is fucking telling me that new updates are available. Didn't we just go through this updating what? I thought, you know, Windows 7 is not supported anymore. Okay, Windows 7 is not supported anymore. How come I keep having to do all these fucking updates? Looks to me like you're supporting it. So this podcast is going to be all over the place. I know, probably you came here, you're going, is this going to be episode 4 of the POX series? It's not. So I just don't feel like talking about POX today. I've been doing other stuff this morning. We're going to talk about other stuff. I've been watching some South Park. I think it's season 23. It's in the other room. I've forgotten. I'm pretty sure it's season 23. You know what's funny? Because I buy South Park on the DVD. By the way, I am the great one. And we say, well, who buys South Park on DVD? Well, the great one does. The great one himself. The founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can send him an email. Like, if you listen to this podcast and you fucking hate me, you think my comment about women being too lazy to read a book about economics, but fucking have plenty of energy to adopt rescue dogs. I mean, if that hurts your fucking feelings, you can send me an email and tell me, oh, great one, you hurt my feelings, and I really need your approval because I'm not a self-contained adult, and I go through my life seeking approval from other people because I have no agency and I have no ego and I'm a totally weak piece of shit that should be exterminated. I mean, if you need to do that, feel free to do that. You can send me that fucking email. You can tell me how pathetic you are and how racist and sexist and homophobic I am, because I need you to tell me, because apparently I don't have any self-awareness, obviously. I am racist, sexist, and homophobic. Yeah, I think white people should have their own space. Isn't it fascinating how Black Lives Matter, if you look at some of the things they're asking for, basically they're asking for segregation from white people, which is what we tried to do. And then everybody forced us to integrate. By everybody, I mean black people and the government of the United States. Right? You guys came along and you can't have separate places for white people and black people. You have to integrate. Okay, well, now that we've integrated, now black people are like, well, we want our own space. It's like, we tried to give that to you. But that wasn't good enough. See, when we tried to give it to you, it wasn't good enough. Now you want it. You know, we're more on the same page than you realize in some ways. I would be more than happy to give you your black-only spaces. Trust me. How'd I get here? We weren't going to talk about the pox. I'm racist. Oh, yeah, because I'm racist, sexist, homophobic. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter how we got here. All that matters is that we are here. I'm here. You're here. You're listening to this podcast because when you subscribed to my podcast feed, it worked and you downloaded the episode. Now you're listening to it. You know, unlike the goddamn Bacon's fucking RSS feed that doesn't work, where you got to go manually download each podcast. The amount of work I had to do for the goddamn Bacon at thegoddamnbacon.com. And it's just like, dude, what the fuck, man? If anybody around here is racist, I think it's Bacon. He probably broke the RSS feed specifically because he hates me because I'm white. I should be offended. In fact, you know what? There should be a law. There should be a law that says, because we want to make it as narrow as possible, right? Because we don't want to affect other people. South Park. That's kind of how we got here, sort of. I was going to say, you could send me that email. Did we get to the email address where you can send your complaints to? Because you can start writing right now. If you're offended, if you're a snowflake, if you're a liberal, or you know who else I can't fucking stand? God damn it. I swear, if we're making a list of like which people should be sent to the extermination camps first, I mean, obviously Jews are up there near the top. So are the French. But if we're making a list of the people who should be sent to the extermination camps and killed off sooner rather than later, honest to God, man, it really would be hard for me to sit down and come up with an actual order if I had to write it down based on priorities. Because here's another group of people that really need to be killed off sooner rather than later. Libertarians. It's because here's the thing. Most libertarians are fat, and I'm done with fat people. Totally. I'm just done with it. I'm done with it. Done with fat people. Done. D-U-N. I'm done with fat people. Okay. Done. I'm done with fat people. I'm done with the pox. I'm done with women who have rescue animals. I'm done with people who think that women should be allowed to vote. And I'm done with people who are in favor of open borders. And there's a lot of libertarians out there, and by out there, I mean on Twitter. I spent 7 minutes on Twitter this morning. That was all it took to enrage me. I'm not really that enraged. It's like, it's not serious enraged. It's just like fun enraged. It's funny enraged. And here's what I'm thinking about doing. I actually thought about this idea a long time ago. By a long time ago, I mean a couple of months ago, not a long time ago, geologically speaking. I thought about this. I'm going to do an episode where I'm just going to turn on Twitter and just start commenting on what's in my Twitter stream. And I'll let you guys know in advance when I'm going to do this. And for anybody who uses Twitter, if you want to be on Twitter, because I'll tell you, like, okay, I'm going to do this this Friday. I'm going to start recording at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So that if you want to be on Twitter during that time frame and send me messages, and I will respond to them. But if that doesn't happen, that's fine too. I'm not expecting to get inundated with messages. I mean, just seeing the stuff that's on Twitter is enough to make me just want to fucking... Let's see, how do you say you want to slit the throats of everybody on the planet Earth with a rusty butter knife? But how do you say that politically correctly? Oh yeah, by saying that I would like to slit the throats of everybody on the planet Earth with a rusty butter knife. The stupidity, and they're all dumb, but the libertarians, the fucking open border libertarians. Like, excuse me, do you guys not understand the concept of property rights?
Borders, no, borders are bad.
Oh, really? Borders are bad, so I can just come in your house and take whatever. Do you ever notice how people will say that borders are bad, but then they'll say, well, white Europeans, you know, invaded and colonized Africa and America? Well, hold on, excuse me. Just a minute ago, borders were bad. So if just anybody can come to the United States because borders are bad, if we should just let anybody come in the United States and do whatever they want, then how do you make the argument that Europeans can't go down to Africa and just do whatever they want? So are borders bad or not? Do you notice this is, you legitimately have to look. Notice how everything is bad only when it benefits white Europeans. The exact same thing, if it's benefiting someone who's not a white European, it's okay, right? If white Europeans want an ethno-state, we already know where this is going, that's evil. But when the Juden, want an ethnic state, well, it's ethno-state, that's totally okay, right? Oh my God, I can't believe all these white people came down and colonized Africa. Well, isn't it wonderful how all these brown people and black people and Muslims are coming to the United States and colonizing it? Isn't it so wonderful? It's so diverse. No, we weren't. White people were not invading Africa. They were trying to make it more diverse. So I'm really fucking sick, and we're going to talk about this in the future. I'm calling it an episode. It'll probably turn into multiple episodes. We're going to talk about race traitors, because that's a thing now that I've lost all patience for it. Because just very briefly, let me just give you guys a hint of what's coming. Here's the thing. The pox, they're a problem. They need to be relocated, all this other horse shit. But we can't focus on the pox. What we have to focus on, I mean European-descended white people, true Americans. By the way, speaking of nations and nationality and nationalism is the word I'm looking for. Speaking of nationalism, I'm drinking a Guinness, just so you know. Let me write down a note. Pigott's X-Men. Adam Pigott did a speech for the XYZ online conference. When initially Adam said he was doing a speech for this conference, I thought he was doing like a real conference, you know, like a man who is heterosexual and has testosterone and testicles and has actually put his dick inside of a woman before. I thought he was doing like a real conference where he was going to go somewhere and speak in person in front of an audience. And then we found out that, well, it was actually just an online conference where he talked on YouTube, which, I mean, you know, makes sense since Adam Piggott is gay and everything. And probably the only two people gayer than Adam Piggott would be Jack Donovan and Aaron Cleary. But anyhow, despite the fact that Adam Piggott is a raging homosexual and he did this gay ass fucking speech on a YouTube fucking live stream for XYZ, I will put the link. I just wrote that down. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you haven't seen it, you should go watch it. Adam gives a speech where he talks about Catholicism and the Reformation and some stuff like that, which I am not even remotely qualified to critique because I'm not an expert on Catholicism. I don't really understand jack fuck shit about the Reformation. So I can't agree or disagree with anything Adam says about that because I just don't have the knowledge to do so. After that, he does a Q&A with some other fucking wankers. And this is the not joking part of this. I mean, obviously I'm right joking when I call Adam a faggot and everything. Now Jack Donovan and Aaron Cleary actually are homosexuals, but Adam Piggott isn't. But then he does this Q&A with these fucking wankers. And Adam fucking lays it down. Because this one guy, he's like, I'm an Australian and I'm involved in the Australian nationalist movement. But the guy's actually a Greek Orthodox. I mean, he's Greek. His parents are from Greece. He is Greek. He was born in Australia. And Piggott makes these great points. None of this is what I wanted to talk about in this episode. But Adam makes these great points about nationality, which I'm going to rehash in the future and you'll hear it there, so I don't want to go into it now. But the man is right. The man is, he's wrong about Catholicism. He's wrong about an invisible man in the sky. And he's wrong about his thing where he says the Bible doesn't have any lies in it because it was written by God. No, the Bible was not written by God, and that's an interesting fantasy that you have. But Adam is right when it comes to tribes and nationality and identity and how these things are intertwined with each other. He is 100% correct about this shit. So anyhow, go watch that video because it'll prime you for when I do get around to actually discussing it. I'm not going to discuss it in depth, but I'm going to discuss it in passing because, again, Adam articulates himself well when he explains the difference between a curiosity and invaders. So anyway, we're leaving that alone right now. We're moving on. Pretty sure I was talking about something else, but I have no idea what it was. Because that's the kind of podcast this is going to be. I do have some specific things on the notes that I'm going to talk about. This is just me warming up and bringing you into my mindset here on this lovely day where I'm watching South Park season 23, which we'll now get back to. So the interesting thing about buying South Park on DVD is, of course, that there's the time lag, right? So the season has to come out. And you gotta let some time pass, and then you put it on DVD, and then the DVD finally becomes available. So I get this stuff, you know, a year after it's actually happened. So I'm watching South Park a year after these episodes came out. When they came out, of course, they were cutting edge. Now they're a year old. And I'm watching this right now. I almost said we are watching this because apparently there's a mouse in my pocket or I'm schizophrenic or some shit like that. Who knows? Maybe it's me and the Supergirl statues. I have no idea. By the way, the photos, I've taken photos of the Supergirl statues, which in theory in the near future are going to appear on the website. I'm going to put those up there and talk about them and show you guys what I blew all that money on. So I'm watching the South Park, and I just got into the third episode, but they're talking about, how do we put it? So the shtick in the second episode comes out on how everything in our popular culture has to be geared to appease to China, and how we're kissing China's ass, and how our popular culture and our movies and our TVs and the ideas all have to appeal to China so that everything can be sold in China, because we got to sell stuff like Disney movies and shit in China. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, holy shit, you can't make fun of China anymore, because if you call it the Wuhan virus, you're a fucking racist. And so, watching South Park a year after the episodes have been written, it's kind of fascinating, because a year ago, you were allowed to make fun of China. You were allowed to criticize China. Well, now we can't criticize China, because that's racist, because of the Wuhan virus. The other thing that happens in the first couple episodes is, you know, Randy Marsh has now started Tegrity Farms, where he sells his weed. And then people start growing weed in their backyards. And he's like, hold on, now you're cutting into my profit. And I'm looking at the fucking marijuana industry and wondering, you know, it's like, Jesus Christ, there it is. When are... you know, at what point are the marijuana companies going to get entrenched enough that they're going to start passing legislation to prevent people from growing their own marijuana so that you have to buy? And then I'm still wondering at what point the cigarette companies are going to show up and start getting involved. Because the cigarette companies, they have the... I've talked about this before. They have the infrastructure to mass produce and churn out marijuana cigarettes. I think it's only a matter of time before that starts happening. All right. Was that enough rambling? Talked about fucking libertarians on Twitter that don't like borders. Let me write something down. Libertarians on Twitter. I have to put something in the show notes so it looks halfway. Let's see. We harassed Bacon. Harassed Bacon's faggoty ass for not having an RSS feed that works. I didn't think about that. I mean, if we're making a list of who's the most homosexual, I'm trying to think who's more of a faggot, Aaron Clary or the goddamn Bacon? Damn. I mean, I heard both of them can take a dick up the asshole really well, but it, you know, I don't know. We'll ask Jack Donovan. Maybe he can tell us. But anyhow, if your RSS feed doesn't work, you're a fucking any. He is the goddamn Bacon. You can find him over at thegoddamnbacon.com. I just got to give him shit. I got to fucking rag on him. Because after doing all the work of downloading all those podcast episodes manually. Bacon, do you know how many times I could have fucking jacked off in the amount of time I spent downloading your episodes? Fucking owe me, motherfucker. Anyhow. What's next on this podcast? Oh, should I do that? Should I? God damn it. All right, let's do this. Hang on, I'll be right back. I gotta get something. All right. So there's things I should do and there's things I want to do. And both of them are redheads. Yes. Whew, score. All right, let's do this real quick. Hang on, I got to move the microphone. So just deal with it. If you get a bunch of noise, that was actually fairly smooth. So you guys know I sent the soundboard. I had that soundboard for recording, right? I sent it back because it wasn't working right. So the guys called me up today and they say, yeah, we got your soundboard. And the manufacturer doesn't make those anymore, so they don't support them anymore. So I'm like, great, where's this going? So the guy says, so we're going to send you the newer version. Because this was version 2 or whatever. We're going to send you the version 3, which hopefully... And so I'm like, okay, well, I mean, yeah, that's fine as long as it works, as long as it doesn't have this noise in it when I try to record using the USB output. And the guy says, it's almost like the world gets up every morning and says, what can we say that's going to piss the great one off? What can we say to telegraph how fucking stupid we are? And so I said, well, that's fine. As long as it works, as long as when I try to record with the USB output, it doesn't have a bunch of obnoxious noise in it. And he says, well, I hope it won't do that. And I said, whoa, stop. So what do you mean hope? I said, listen to me. I'm not trying to be obnoxious, but you need to understand, hoping is not a process. If I stand here and I hope for a redhead to suck my dick and swallow my cum, it's not going to hoping doesn't make that happen. I'm saying, what do you mean you hope it's not going to have noise in the U.S.? Well, it's brand new. It should work. I said, God damn it. So they're going to send me, and if I plug it in and it fucking has noise, I'm going to call these people back and I'm going to fucking crawl through the phone line. I'm going to come out the other side and I'm going to rip their fucking heads off and shit down their necks. And this is one of the multitude of problems with our fucking society today, is people hoping. Well, I hope, hey, here's a fucking concept. Take the fucking board, plug it into a goddamn computer using the USB output and try recording something and see if it fucking works or not. Yeah, it's like your car fucking, the tire goes flat while you're driving down the road. So you pull over. Well, I'm just going to sit here and hope that the fucking tire that has air in it somehow gets on the car and I can keep driving. Well, why don't you, or a better analogy, because that analogy wasn't as good. A better analogy, well, I sure hope that my spare tire has air in it. Okay, you can hope that your spare tire has air in it, or you could go out to your fucking vehicle, you could check your spare tire, see if it has air in it. I'm sick of fucking women with rescue animals. I'm sick of the pox. I'm sick of people who think women should be allowed to vote. I'm sick of open border libertarians who should be fucking exterminated with extreme prejudice. And I'm sick of people who fucking hope for things. I'm fucking sick of hoping. Well, I sure hope. I'm sick of the fucking silent majority. I've been listening lately, ever because Adam Piggott wrote a post about this over on his website, pushingrubberdownhill.com, which I don't have to tell my listeners about because I know all of you read and listen to Adam Piggott just like I do, because he is, even though he, like I said, the whole Christianity God thing is a little weird. There's this invisible man in the sky and the Bible was written by the invisible man. Okay, that part's a little weird. But Adam Piggott is still the manliest fucking man out there. And he's got a lot of fucking wisdom. I highly recommend you listen to his words and read his writing and buy his books. Pushing Rubber Downhill is a fucking great ass book. Absolutely great. Run Guts, Pull Cones is not quite as good as Pushing Rubber Downhill, but that's like saying a woman who is a 9.1 is not quite as good as a woman who's a 9.7, right? This is all relative. Run Guts, Pull Cones is still better than every other book out there, especially anything written by that fucking loser TJ Martinell, who I have his books, but still haven't read them. I'll tell you how it is when I get around to them, but I haven't fucked with TJ in a while either. But then again, I mean, TJ thinks that dogs are better than cats. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with someone who thinks that dogs are better than cats? I mean, you can't even really make fun of that. You just have to ignore those people. Anyhow, what was I this has nothing to do with whatever the fuck I was talking about. So this is the kind of mood that my brain is in today. Which is good. I like being in this mood. I'm contemplating in a little bit going outside because it's, God. So I sit this side a day to get work. Sit this. Wow, I don't think that was a sentence. Wow, just wow. I don't think that was a sentence. Let me start that over. I set this day aside to get work done, and also for eating, because this is an eating day, because I'm still doing the fasting thing, which in theory is what we're going to talk about in a minute, if I ever get to it. I set this aside a day for getting work done, mostly staying in the house, blah, 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 getting plugging through this, plugging through that, and I've gotten some of the stuff done. It's a beautiful fucking day outside because there's cloud cover. It's not too hot. It's a little bit humid. It's like, ah, God damn it. This is a great day to have been out on the trails. This is a great day to be out hiking or biking or trail running. This was not a good day to be staying inside and working. That would have been better done on a day that was hot and shitty when you could run the air conditioner and just stay inside and hide from the heat. But no. No. Fuck no. So I'm trying to remember where all this was going because we did a lot of tangenting here. And I'm okay with that. I really am. Because again, so what I might do later on after I wrap this up and do a few things, I might just go sit outside, smoke a cigar, do some journaling because I got some shit I need to write about, some planning I need to do, things like that. But meanwhile, so let me tell you about the greatness of the Great One. Let's do that. So I don't even know if I'm going to get to what I was going to do here because we're going to do other stuff. Where are we at? 33 minutes. 43, 50, it could happen. So many, many moons ago, the Great One was in the military. And the Great One was 19 years old, went in at 18 actually, 18, 19 years old. So the Great One went in and got issued BDUs, that's battle dress uniform, got issued his military uniform. So when the first ones I got issued were this thicker material that was a lot hotter. Later on, the, what do you call it, ripstop uniforms came out, the jungle uniforms, which were a thinner material and in theory didn't rip as much. That was why they were called ripstop. And so we all started buying those because they were thinner, so they weren't as hot. They dry out faster when you got wet, yada, yada, yada. So as the ages have gone by and the Great One got fat, my pants from when I was in the military didn't fit anymore. And threw those all away except for one pair of pants that I kept. So I always had this fantasy. It's a fantasy that one day I was going to lose enough weight that I would be able to wear the same pants that I wore when I was 18 years old in the military. Because I had this gut. So I keep these pants. And every once in a great while, I put my legs in the pants and pull them up and then try to button them. And the buttons, because they don't have zippers. These are, I don't know what BDUs are like today. I've seen some BDUs from the modern age that have Velcro on them. And there are so many things that tell me the modern military is gayer than Jack Donovan. One of them is the fact that the uniforms have fucking Velcro on them. Guys, if you're sneaking up on the enemy and you have to reach in your pocket to get something and it has Velcro, when you pull the Velcro apart, it makes noise. The enemy knows what Velcro sounds like. Okay, this is not a joke. If you have a military uniform with Velcro on the pockets, you're an idiot. And you're going to die in a combat situation. You're gonna fucking die. And you deserve to die. You have buttons. Buttons can be buttoned and unbuttoned without making noise. And we'll talk about this in the future too, because I don't want to go into it. But I have come to absolutely fucking despise the modern military for being a bunch of goddamn faggots and just pussies. Just absolute fucking pussies. No, I don't fucking respect the men in uniform. And no, they're not in Afghanistan killing fucking camel fuckers who live on $20 a year. They're not doing that for my freedom. Okay, there's no camel fucker in Afghanistan who is a threat to my freedom. I don't hate anybody in Afghanistan. Nobody in Afghanistan is my enemy. Okay, you're not fucking killing camel fuckers in Afghanistan to defend my freedom. You're killing camel fuckers in Afghanistan because you're just an idiot. So anyhow, got the pants from when I was 19 years old. I'll stick my legs in them, and the legs kind of tighten and go in there because I'm fat and everything, and I try to bring the buttons of the fly together, and they're about 4 inches apart on a good day. I'm like, God damn, I'm fat, right? It's like one of these days, man, I have this fantasy that one of these days I'm going to fit in those pants. So last week, because I've been doing all this fasting, right? And I warned you guys that just like an ex-smoker can't shut up about the evils of smoking, and the guy who used to be an alcoholic can't shut up about demon alcohol, I told you guys that I'm going to fucking turn into this fanatic who can't shut up about fasting and just is unwilling to tolerate any fat people, especially fat libertarians on Twitter who fucking believe in open borders. My God, should they be fucking just hunted down and exterminated? Once again, great one. Do you want to kill the overweight libertarians who believe in open borders or the Jews? Libertarians who believe in open borders and let's do it. Get me the rusty butter knife, line them up. Fuck the Jews. The Jews can go free. Let's get rid of the fucking overweight, fucking neckbeard, 9 times out of 10 neckbeard libertarians who can't shut up about open borders. Please, let's fucking kill them. Well, great one. But you could kill all of them, but you'd have to go to jail for life. You know, it'd be worth it. It would fucking be worth it. I would spend the rest of my life in prison, in solitary confinement, being fucked in the ass by a black man with a 17-inch dick, if in exchange for that, I could kill every fat libertarian who believes in open borders. And that is not bullshit. I would make that trade. If I could get every one of them, not 99%, if I could get every single fat libertarian who believes in open borders, if I could kill each of them, if I could feel the warmth of their blood running down my arm after I slit their throats with a rusty butter knife, I would take that 17-inch black dick up my ass for the rest of my natural life. And that is zero bullshit. It would be worth it. So if any of you have the power to arrange that, I would be interested in speaking with you. So I haven't been doing the fasting thing and all that other shit. I thought, well, you know what? Let me go grab those pants. Let's see what kind of progress I'm making. I fucking stick my leg in the one and I stick my leg in the other because I put my pants on one leg at a time. I know it's hard to believe that. As great as I am, you're going, great one. Hold on. You put your pants on one leg at a time? I know. See, I'm just like you. I'm just like you guys. Just a common, other than the fact that I write, that I've always been right, that I'll always be right, that I've never been wrong. You know, other than the fact that I've been podcasting for 15 years on the internet since 1999, and Michael W. Dean and I invented both blogging and podcasting, you're welcome. I do, in fact, put my pants on one leg at a time. So I put the one leg in, I put the other leg in, and I shake it all about, and that's what it's all, or whatever, however the hokey pokey goes, I don't know, because I don't do the hokey pokey. I do redheads whenever I have the option, but I don't do the hokey pokey. I pull the pants up. I'm like, well, that went well. I grab the two buttons at the top of the fly. I start moving them towards each other. They're getting closer, 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 and contact. The eagle has landed. I am standing there wearing pants that I last wore when I was 21 years old. I mean, got them when I was 19. The last one got out of the military, 21. I don't weigh myself very often, but since I've started the fasting thing, I have lost at least 15 pounds. I have lost at least 4 inches worth of fat around my waist. We have a scale in the workout room here. Now, I'm not going to guarantee it's accurate. I don't know that it's calibrated, but I'm assuming that it's consistent. So when I started actually getting on the scale and weighing myself every once in a while to see where I was, and I'm always wearing the same thing because it's when I go to lift weights. So I'm wearing the same shoes and some shorts and a t-shirt and underwear and my weightlifting belt. I got my keys in my pocket and that's it. It's the same thing every time. So my clothing, that's all consistent. When I started weighing myself on that scale, I was 170. The last time I got on that same scale, 153.5. It works, man. The fasting, it works. And I'm done. I'm done with fat people. I'm done. Don't fucking talk to me about it. You can't judge people by, yes, I can. And I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up because I can judge people based on whatever the fuck I want to judge them on. So how about you suck a dick? Guys, if you can't control your own ability to shove food in your own fucking mouth, you sure as fuck shouldn't be voting and trying to control what other people do, right? If you can't control your ability to shove food in your mouth and be a fat fucking piece of shit, I don't need you lecturing me about open borders. I mean, not unless, of course, you want me to go ahead and slit your throat with a rusty butter knife. So I need you, if you're fat, to fucking shut up. From henceforth, you want to have a fucking opinion about anything I say, you send me a picture of you in your underwear so I can see that you're not fat. Because if you're fat, you can go fuck yourself. If you're not fat, we can have an intelligent conversation about economics or philosophy or politics, whatever the fuck you want. Doctor Who, Babylon 5, anything you want to have a rational conversation about, we can do that unless you're fat. If you're fat, I need you to fucking kill yourself. So I'm done. I'm done with fat people. I'm done with it. Yep, definitely not. I was going to talk about the CLS archive. I was going to tell you in today's podcast what's in the CLS archive. By the way, thanks for all the orders. I've gotten a number of orders. If you have ordered it, if it's been sent out, I've sent you an email with the tracking number. If you have not heard from me, I've probably gotten your order and just haven't got to you. When I send out the device to you, I will email you, send you a tracking number. If anything happens, let me know. If you order this, if there's problems, like if files don't work or some horse shit, I mean, let me know. There's a lot of videos involved. If you can't play the video, you need to get on the interwebs and you need to search for and download a problem program called VLC, Victor Lima Charlie, VLC. Just Google it. It should come up. It is the Swiss Army knife of video files. VLC will play any video and audio file in existence. It is available for Windows, Macintosh, and Linux, so you're covered. VLC will play the video files. See, I was going to talk about the CLS archive and what's on it, but we're not going to have time for that. So anyway, I've gotten orders. It's all in the process when I send it to you, blah, blah, blah. Back to fat people and how much I despise them and hate them. And did great one to you. Yes, I do. Yes. Well, you can't hate. Yes, I can. I'm fucking sick of people telling me what I can. You can't hate these people. What do you mean I can? I do. I promise you I'm here with myself right now. I'm convinced. I'm 100% convinced that I do in fact hate these people because I'm filled with hatred for people who are fat. I hate them. Don't fucking tell me I can't hate them. I can hate whoever the fuck I want. I'm done. I'm done with the fucking fat. You guys have got to lose some fucking weight. What does it matter? I don't know. What does it matter? What, do you hate rapists? Well, I mean, what does it matter? I mean, fat people, they're fat with their own body. Rapists are doing things with other people's bodies. What does it matter? So now that you've heard the word of fasting from the Great One. The Great One has lectured you on how amazing fasting is and how you should too engage in fasting and lose that fat so that you can become an enlightened being like he is and then, you know, be condescending to fat people like he does and walk around with your nose in the air talking shit and being like, well, you know what? I lost a lot of weight and I did go make fun of fat people because look at me, man. Look at me. I lost weight. Look how cool I am. So let's say you want to be like me. I don't know why you'd want to do that. Let's say you want to stop being fat. I mean, you know, I don't know why you would want to stop being fat. I mean, what a fucking crazy idea. Got a couple of books I'm going to recommend to you. I read both of these books after I jumped into fasting, having really no idea what the fuck I was doing. Found out that I did some things right, I did some things wrong. So the first one is The Complete Guide to Fasting by Jason Fung, F-U-N-G. Complete Guide to Fasting by Jason Fung, M-D. So that's a very good book on fasting. The other one is Keto Fast by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Mercola. It's about ketogenic meals. Now, I'm not going to bullshit you guys. I'm still not really sure what the fuck a ketogenic meal is. And I'm still not really sure what this keto shit is because I'm in ketosis. I mean, I read the book. I still don't really know what the fuck that means. Like, well, when you eat a ketotonic diet, you're eating like, guys, can you just fucking tell me what this means in English? Can you give me a list or something? There's some, what the fuck was it? I'm trying to remember now. And this is not a bit. Like if you said, what, great one. No, really explain. What is a ketogenic diet? I can't fucking tell you. Well, great one. Did you read the? I did, but the book, it's not, I don't understand. Can someone just make this fucking shit simple? As far as I can tell, it's low in carbohydrates and high-end fats. How that's different from a paleo diet, I have no fucking idea, because no one can fucking explain what a goddamn ketogenic diet fucking is. Okay? And then, of course, so he outlined in the Mercola in his book, So in Complete Guide to Fasting by Jason Fung, it's less about what you eat. He's just like, dude, just go without food. Just, here's the very basic summary of that book. Is number one, restrict your eating to an 8-hour time frame each day, and then just do fasting. Go a day without food. Go 2 days without food. Go 3 days without food. Do water-only fasting. And, you know, you can put some stuff in your water, like I've been putting lime in it and put some salt in it so you get some minerals. And they said put, both of these books said that one of the things you can put in your water is apple cider, as long as it's non-filtered, you know, not processed shit. So I've been trying that out. It's supposed to help your probiotics or some shit. But yeah, just basically just go without food sometimes for multiple days at a time. And here lately, I've been doing 3-day water-only fast. So 72 hours, absolutely nothing. No vitamins, no supplements, no protein. 72 hours, nothing but water with some lime juice in it and some salt in it or some apple cider. The Keto Fast book, he goes to where you do your keto and you do your test strips and you see that you're in ketosis and all this other horse shit. And I'm like, okay, there's some good stuff in here, but it's like, fuck, this is a lot of work. Like, okay, fasting is simply the process of not eating food. I shouldn't have to do this much work to not eat food. So it's a little, it's overcomplicated, but there is good stuff in this book. So that's if you're interested in fasting and not being a fat jackass anymore and, you know, not talking about open borders and making me want to punch you in the face, then I would recommend you read both of these books. As always, take the parts of the books that are useful to you and utilize them. And discard the parts that are not useful. But they're both good resources with a lot of good ideas. And I will go on and on and on about fasting again in the future until I start to foam at the mouth and fall over backwards.